And so, again, I appreciate the message this morning. I know we mentioned that earlier. It was very timely. It was very needful. Why? Because we forget. You know, we as human beings are very forgetful people. And so sometimes we forget that this earth is a temporary home. It's temporary, even though that we might live to be 60, 70, 80, 90, sometimes 100, maybe over 100 years old. It's still temporary in compared to eternity. And so what really matters are the things that we're doing for God each and every day. Those are the things that matter, young people. And so I've been meditating on a passage of Scripture in the book of Psalms. And with the Lord's help, I want to share a few thoughts. Brother Decker actually read from this first verse of this chapter this morning during his message. But I'd like to break into verse 14. So, Psalm 25. And we're going to start at verse 14, and we're going to read to verse 18, and maybe bring forth a few thoughts from these verses. And so it says in verse 14, "The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive my sins." And so in the 14th verse tonight, young people, it says that the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Another translation says that the secret of the wise counsel. And you know, the word of the Lord gives wise counsel tonight, right? And it goes on to say, "The secret of the wise counsel of the Lord is for those who fear him. And he will let them know his covenant and reveal to them through his word its deep inner meaning." And so God's word has wise counsel tonight for each and every one of us. God's word has counsel for us. Often, how is it revealed to us? Well, this passage tells us it's revealed through the Word, right? So his wise counsel is revealed through his Word. But in order to gain and prosper from it, we must respect and honor God in our lives. Because it says here that he will show them his covenant, and he also talks about the secret of the Lord is with them that fear him. And so those who respect and honor God in their lives, God will reveal these things to them. God will show these secret things, these things that may be hidden from the natural man, one that does not have God in their heart. Otherwise, all wisdom and counsel contained in the Word will have no effect. And so, young people, it's important tonight that we honor and respect God. You know, sometimes we become lax in our reverence to God. We become, what do you want to say, very nonchalant in our worship. And I believe that Brother Decker that's what he was trying to point out to us this morning, is that we need to have that fervent desire for the Word of God. We ought to have that fervency, that fire burning in our lives to know what God has for us each and every day. And so, again, just as Brother Decker mentioned this morning, we become careless in our living, and we lose that reverence. We lose that dependency that we once had in God. You know, young people, I don't know about you, but the longer that I live, I realize that I am dependent. I'm dependent upon God. You know, and one thing that really brought that close to home, and everybody talked about, you know, I used to be Superman, but at 36 years old, I had a stroke, and I found out that Superman met kryptonite, right? And so I found out that, you know, I became more dependent upon God. I became more dependent upon God because I realized how fragile that life really is. Life is fragile, young people. I don't know whether you know it or not. I know that, you know, what is it? With young people, it's invincibility factor. That's what I'm trying to say. The invincibility factor. You can't be hurt.
No, I could do this. That won't hurt me.
Well, I think you're going to find out that you're not as invincible as you think you are, right? Not as invincible as you think you are. And so, young people, sometimes that works against us when it comes to spiritual things. Why? Because we think we can do a lot of these things on our own. And really, we need to lean upon God. We need to depend upon God. And so tonight, you know, David wrote in the psalm. David wrote in the psalm, you know, and I think, you know, if you look at most of these psalms, David had a hand in writing, or maybe I would say the majority of them that he wrote. And most of them talked about the troubles that he was going through, and God needing to deliver him from those certain things. And I guess you know, my mind was wondering this afternoon as I was kind of finishing up these thoughts, that you just have to wonder that when these psalms were written, were many of these written after the sin with Bathsheba? You know, a time where he lost his carefulness, where he lost, you know, maybe he wasn't as reverential to God as he should have been. And again, that should come as a warning to us. Should come as a warning to us, just like Brother Decker preached this morning. We lose that reverence. We lose that fervor for the things of God. And what happens? We become more prone to giving in to temptation, right? And David should have been out in the field of battle, right? The Bible tells us that. It was a time when kings went to battle, and where was he? He was back at the palace. He was back at the palace. And what happened? He wasn't in the work of God, right? So here is a temptation. Temptation put before him, and what happened? He gave in to it. He gave in to that temptation. But again, my mind was just kind of wondering, maybe a lot of these psalms, maybe were written after he fell to that temptation, after that sin that he committed. And it was a time that he lost his carefulness that he had in his life. Because you think about in his younger life, the years before he was king, think about the trust and the confidence and the faith that he had in God. You think about the great victory that he won. Think about the great victories that you have won in your life. And sometimes after those victories, what happens? We tend to let down, right? We tend to let down our guard. Or we think, you know what? Well, the next one comes along. I got this. And we put confidence in ourselves rather than putting our confidence in God. Same thing with David. You know, maybe he put confidence in his own strength. What happened? He gave in to temptation. And many times throughout the Psalms, he talks about being afflicted and being pressed by the enemy. And so it could be guilt and regret that he had to live with. Maybe it was the devil reminding him of his failures. It could be the enemies within his own household that were afflicting him and rising up against him. Or it could be the surrounding nations that were causing him trouble. But whoever it may be, you see David here earnestly asking for God's help. And young people, listen to me tonight. You know, these may be very, very simple thoughts, but listen to me tonight. The younger that you are in developing a close relationship with God, a dependency upon God, you're going to have a lot less regret. You're going to have a lot less regret. And I think, again, we've had many stand right here before you talking about the regret that they had because they didn't serve God sooner, or maybe they weren't as fervent in their walk with God as they should have, and it caused them a lot of trouble in their life. And we see David here. He's got a lot of trouble in his life. And here we see him reaching out to God. And young people, life's got its troubles as it is. We don't need to be creating any more for ourselves, right? Don't need to be creating any more for ourselves. And so, in verse 15, David says that his eyes were ever toward the Lord. Where are our eyes tonight? Where are our eyes tonight? You know, we have a choice. We have a choice as to where we cast our eyes. We can be casting our eyes upward, or we can be casting our eyes on all of these things that are going on around us. Cast our eyes upon the Lord. There's going to be peace in that, right? There's going to be a peace that comes along with that, that everything that we look out at here, all around us, doesn't bring peace. What does it bring? It brings a lot of turmoil in our lives, right? It brings a lot of anxiety. It brings a lot of unneeded stress. You know, we think about Peter. We use Peter a lot. But Peter, when he saw Jesus in the ship, or I'm sorry, they were in the ship, Jesus was walking on the water, and he said, if you're really Jesus, ask me to come to you, right? Jesus said, come. Well, Peter steps out, right? He steps out on the water. And as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, he stayed above the water, right? He stayed above the water. But what happened? He started looking at all that was going on around him. The tempest. He was looking at the storm. He got looking at the waves. Took his eyes off Jesus tonight. Or took his eyes off Jesus. And tonight, young people, where are our eyes focused? Where are our eyes focused tonight? Are our eyes on Jesus tonight? Or are our eyes focused on everything that's going on around us? So if we've got our eyes fixed on the chaos all around us, don't be surprised when we're entangled and ensnared. And if we keep our eyes fixed on God, we're spared from those entanglements. Yesterday when I was wee-whipping, Brother Nolan was laughing at me because I had the trimmer string. And it was starting to wrap up around my leg. And I said, Nolan, it's got me! It's got me! Had my leg all tangled in the string. And I thought about that. You know, it's very easy if we get our eyes off of God, we can be entangled and ensnared in the things of this world. God doesn't want that for us. He wants to deliver us from those entanglements. He wants to deliver us from those snares. So if we've got our eyes fixed on God, we can be spared those entanglements that so many other young people have been caught up in. You can probably look at some empty seats tonight. And you can think about the people that have sat in those seats, and you can think about the entanglements that they are in tonight. Why? Many times they got their eyes off of God, or they got lax in their experience, or maybe they thought that they could do these things on their own, and they weren't spared of those entanglements, and here they are entangled in those things tonight. And so tonight, young people, keep your eyes fixed on the Lord. I want to encourage you to do that. Keep your eyes fixed on the Lord. All these things going on around us tonight, if we allow them, they'll entangle us. We'll get entangled, but God wants to spare us from that tonight. Verse 16 goes on to say, turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. And when we're in trouble, where do we turn, young people? When we're in trouble, where do we turn? I want you to think about that. When we're in trouble, where do we turn tonight? Do we turn to sometimes people, when they're in trouble, they turn to the vices of this world. They turn to those things that will actually entangle them all the more. Or do we turn to God? Do we turn to God? You know, I have a question here tonight. Do we turn to God, or are we tempted to give up in living for God? You know, my mind went to a verse in John chapter 6. Actually, it's about four verses here. So let's turn to John chapter 6. I want you to take a look at this. John chapter 6. And while you're turning there, this is Jesus, and he's talking about in verse 28 about him being the bread of life, and him, you know, you believing in him that sent me, or, you know, people believing that he is the word, he is the bread. And people were offended by that. People were offended by that. And it goes on down to say here that in verse 66 of this chapter, from that time, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Then Jesus said unto the 12, will ye also go away? Then Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. And we believe that thou art that Christ, the Son of the living God. And so tonight, I think about that. You know, many people, for whatever reason, the offenses of this world, maybe the gospel offends people, and they turn away from God. Maybe the trials of this life get to be too much and people turn away from God. But my question is, just like Peter says, to whom shall we go? There's nobody else to turn to, young people. When we're going through troubles, when we're going through trials, where should we turn tonight? To Jesus, to Christ. Why? Because he is the source of our help tonight. He's the source of our help tonight. And because of circumstances or hard places, temptation, when they come our way, what is there to turn to in this world tonight? Nothing. Nothing, young people. Life without Christ will lead to grief and heartache. Verse 17 says, the troubles of my heart are enlarged. Oh, bring me out of my distress. Young people, look to God tonight. He is that one that can help you in your distress. He is the one that can help you in those times of trouble tonight. Says that the troubles of my heart are enlarged. How many of you have troubling situations that come along and you just feel like that your heart's going to burst because the trouble is so great? Have you ever been there before? I've been there before. Just seems like that you just can't take anymore. Turn to God tonight. Turn to God tonight. Just like David is reaching out to God, reach out to God tonight. And verse 18 says, look upon my affliction and my pain and forgive my sins. I thought it was very profound this morning that, you know, Brother Decker had mentioned in his message that, young people, you know, if we are not living in such a way that God is pleased with our lives, then we need to make sure that we get to that place. That if there's sin, if there's something in our lives that is hindering us from having that close walk with God, we need to make it right. We need to make it right. Just like David here says, look upon my affliction, look upon my pain, and forgive my sins. Our help comes when we go to God and we make those things right that we have done wrong. I think about that sin with Bathsheba. You know, he was not going to prosper, and we won't prosper, young people, in the things of God. We won't prosper in this life unless we are right with God and make those things right with God. And so, tonight, I just want to encourage you a little bit. When these troubles, when these trials, when these things come our way, it's not a time to turn away from God. It's a time to run toward God. And you see many, many times, again, in the Psalms, that God, or David, is imploring God to deliver him out of these troubles. And young people, we've got troubles in our lives. We have situations in our lives that we face each and every day. Whether it may be something personally, maybe it's somebody that's coming against us, maybe it's situations on the job, maybe it's situations in our schools, maybe it's just the whole situation that we've got going on in this country today, whatever it might be, it weighs on us. It weighs on us. But if we're not careful, we'll allow those things to crush us. We'll allow those things to crush us. And that's not what God wants. That's not what God wants for us tonight. But He wants us. He wants us to have a peace about everything that's going on in our lives. And He can do that. Just like David in this passage is reaching out to God. Help us. God, help us to reach out to God tonight. Help us to have that closer relationship with God. That we can reach out and say, God, I need help today. I need strength today. There might be a multitude of things that we need throughout the day. And God can be there to help us through those. We don't have to give in. We don't have to give up. But turn to God tonight. Turn to God tonight. We appreciate you. So very, very thankful for you. And again, I want to encourage you. Turn to God. Whatever trouble that you're going through, God is there to help. God is there to help you. So we're thankful for you. We appreciate you. And so if you stand, we're going to look to the Lord to be dismissed.